Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us were shocked when we heard about the explosion in Beirut, and even more shocked when we actually saw it on video. People were videotaping the initial fire of it, and then you saw an explosion. I mean, it looked like an atom bomb. It looked like a mini Hiroshima, and it would knock over people who were videotaping. It kind of made hair on the back of my neck stand up, just like with the September 11th. People are kind of filming the, you know, first World Trade Center on fire, and then all of a sudden they're catching the second plane hit the, you know, World Trade Center, and the aftermath was even worse than the first. And so this explosion blew out windows, destroyed property for miles around. You could hear the explosion in Cyprus. And it's been initially blamed on 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate that was stored in an unsecured warehouse at Beirut's cargo port. So, over 100 people have been killed, 4,000 injured, 300,000 displaced. Hospitals are overwhelmed. Some are too damaged by the blast to operate. It blew out windows, destroyed property for miles. And this was at a cargo port where it's been stored, I believe, for the last 6 years. The government subsequently announced an investigation to determine within 5 days the exact cause of the explosion and who was responsible. Lebanon's cabinet said Wednesday that all port officials who oversaw storage and guarding since 2014 will be put under house arrest to be overseen by the Lebanese army. I will not rest until we find the person responsible for what happened, to hold him accountable and impose the most severe penalties. That's according to Lebanese Prime Minister Hassan Diab, said early Wednesday, adding that it was unacceptable that such a volume of the explosive chemical had been present for 6 years in a warehouse without any preventative measures. Now, there's still debate on what ignited the material. Was this a terrorist attack? Was this just an accident? The chemical is commonly used as fertilizer, but it is also a component in mining explosives when combined with fuel oil and then detonated by an explosive charge. Now, we've seen this in the 1995 bombing of Oklahoma City, which killed 168 people, but only 2 tons were used in that. This was 2,750 tons. Then, ammonium nitrate, if it's met with an intense fire, can also explode. So local media footage and videos uploaded showing the blast. You saw bloodied people walking through the streets, medical staff, and, you know, one of the videos was somebody who looks like he was miles away in his apartment, and he was following the fire when that second blast happened. You saw kind of chaos in his apartment, and you could see he was thrown down on the ground. Or she, whoever was videotaping. And another one, you saw a car miles away. When that second blast happened, you saw glass and the car jolt to the side. I don't even know if it flipped. And you saw the footage. So, you know, people just, you know, videotaping this and thought they were, you know, safe, unfortunately, weren't. Bars, streets, cafes flattened. And so Yumana Falaz, a local journalist, described the population as shocked. We lost our people and our city. My entire apartment is destroyed. Another witness described it as chaos. Many friends were injured. People are still searching for family members. So this death toll, unfortunately, we're expecting to rise. And then there's going to be this immediate crisis of homelessness, health, overwhelmed medical services, destroyed property. And the economy is already crippled with everything going on with COVID. Eurasia Group analysts said that this is going to accelerate government collapse. They said the government's credibility is declining and large elements of the public no longer believe the government is able to manage. In our view, this accelerates movement towards collapse of the current government. The economic crisis will also deepen as the port is the main trade valve and base for many stored goods awaiting clearance. So recovery now looks, quote-unquote, massively difficult. And it's not something Lebanon nor the Middle East needs right now. They say what they're going through right now is worse than its bloody 1975-1990 civil war. Skyrocketing inflation, unemployment. The Lebanese pound has, I guess, been floored. The World Bank warned in Nevada that half of the country's population of 6.8 million may fall below poverty line. So, I'm not sure what's been going on in terms of COVID in the area. My guess is the numbers are going to probably be a little bit skewed coming out of that country now because obviously priorities and being, diligent with everybody getting tested and the diagnoses being made. I don't really see that as being a top priority. I'm trying to look right now to see, we have Jordan's numbers of 1,200, Liberia 1,200. I'm not seeing Lebanon in this list, and it could be, and I apologize, when we look at COVID cases, obviously the U.S. tops the list with active cases. Over, well, not actually active cases, internal total cases, and my computer's acting up. And you know what? I just think my computer doesn't want me to get this information. Lebanon, 5,200 total cases and 65 deaths. That's what they've been grappling with thus far. Not as bad as other places, but also keep in mind it's a smaller country. So we'll keep you posted. It's very, very frightening that we're expecting the death toll to rise. We're hearing that, there's people still trying to search and, rescue babies from hospitals that have collapsed. And this ammonium nitrate is going to now be discussed pretty thoroughly. It's supposed to be safe by itself, but it's a strong oxidant. And so if ammonium nitrate gets contaminated by fuel or oil or some other organic material, and then if it gets fused or if it gets ignited, that's how we have a big, huge explosion. So I'm sure everybody around the world who's storing the stuff is making sure it's getting stored properly. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I was in medical school and we were learning about, you know, how genetics can unfortunately commit us to getting cancer or heart disease later in life, you know, we were told when we showed frustration that, look, you can't choose your parents. And there was kind of this, you know, put your hands up sort of attitude. Well, No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough for us health professionals. That's not good enough for you or I as patients. We want a little bit more control. And thanks to Ancestry Health, they are empowering us to be able to take greater control through genetic sequencing and genetic testing. So I'm very excited to be joined by Dr. Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry. He's going to kind of join us and walk us through this. Dr. Park, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, and exciting that Ancestry, and it makes the most sense that with everything Ancestry does, they are, you know, merging and using their forces to also help the healthcare industry. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, no, we're super excited by this, right? I mean, this is an era where people are more concerned about their health than ever before. And it's not just about things like COVID, but they're concerned about all their overall health, including their genetic risks. And so, you know, with this, we're now bringing Ancestry Health powered by next generation sequencing to consumers, and we're doing it at an accessible price point. And just like you just said, right, this is a chance for consumers to get more comprehensive genetic screening of commonly inherited health conditions at a time when people are really interested in learning more about their health because they want to manage it better and they want to stay healthy. So, you know, for us, this is a big deal. It's a real chance to finally bring this kind of technology to consumers so they can understand their genetic risks.
You know, it's huge. You know, I teach medical students and, you know, when we get to family history of diseases, many patients, when they answer the question, they might know what their dad had. They might know what their grandparents had. Many of them, you know, they come from families where, like in my family, nobody talked about being sick. And then you have people who were adopted. And so when students ask me, what do you do with somebody who's been adopted? All we've been able to say is, well, assume they're at risk for colon cancer, breast cancer, all of them, because we don't know their family history. This allows a more scalpel precision approach to screening, I believe.
Yeah, no, and you and I are completely aligned with this. You know, I think we both went to med school. You know, once upon a time, the idea that you could sequence someone's DNA and do it at a reasonable price point, that was just unheard of. And really the technology has come so far just in the last 10 years. And now, you know, you can do this and people can understand their genetic risks in ways they never have been able to before. And it's not, you know, and I would agree with you. I think there's obviously people who want to know about it in general. And I think this product is very much for them, but especially those who don't know their family history, those who are adopted. This is incredibly valuable information so they have a better sense of what they can do to protect their own health and stay healthy.
And I love that you've been kind of bringing up that how Ancestry Health is doing it. It's a lot more affordable than, you know, I'm hearing prices that other companies are, you know, putting out there. And, you know, patients will say, look, is this worth it? And you know, I'm kind of naive to what it should cost. And based on what you guys have been able to do through Ancestry, I think you are in a position where you don't have to charge as much as other companies.
Yeah, no, we worked very hard on this. And really, this is, I think, the thing that we have been watching very closely over the last several years. You know, I don't want to go too deep into the details of the technology, but, you know, the technology that's been mostly available to consumers over the last 5 to 10 years has been something called microarrays. And that does give you a view on your DNA, but it is nowhere near the depth that you can get when you use a technology like next-generation sequencing. The challenge with next-generation sequencing is even 3, 4, 5 years ago, it was not affordable by the typical consumer. You know, it used to cost thousands of dollars, and that meant that, you know, if you really wanted to do this, it really had to be ordered by a specialist, and you had to be doing it under very specialized circumstances. Mm-hmm. But the technology has come so far just in the last 3 or 4 years. We've been watching it closely, and we believe that now is the right time to be able to go into this and to get it to a price point that consumers can afford. And so, no, we're super excited by this because we think the moment is now. And it just happens to coincide, again, in the moment where I think people are more concerned about their health than ever. So with those two things coming together, I think we're just excited now to be able to bring Ancestry Health powered by NGS to consumers.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry. So, I know it's a long answer to a short question, but roughly explain how we DNA sequence and what the difference is with the next generation sequencing.
Sure. You know, the old technology around microarrays basically looked at spots within the DNA. Next generation sequencing allows us to actually sequence the entire genome at once and in an automated process. And when you can sequence the entire genome at once, you can now look at multiple places within your DNA that might signal a genetic risk. And, you know, as a result of it, you know, we can look for very specific things. And, you know, next generation sequencing technology, for example, lets us identify up to 80% of hereditary breast and ovarian cancer cases that are linked to DNA issues within your genome. And so I think with this new technology, now you have that ability to give much more insight to consumers with regards to their genetic risks. And again, that's why we're so excited to be able to bring it to consumers in this era.
Mm-hmm. Now, do consumers need a doctor's order, or are they able to order it themselves?
Yeah, so if consumers go to ancestry.com/health, they can order this test, and we'll basically, if you're not an Ancestry customer already, we ship you a little vial, you spit in it, send it back to us, and then we'll provide you reports online that you can read on your computer at home. The one thing I would say, and I think you would agree with this, genetic information still remains complicated. And so the one thing that we've been very committed to here is making sure that consumers, have access to genetic counselors if an issue is found. But far more importantly, if a genetic risk factor is found, it's super important that consumers can go have the discussion with the person they trust most with their health, which is their doctor, right? And we tried mm-hmm. to make this as easy as possible. We provided a printout of the report you can take to your doctor. We actually have a module within the product that you can actually fill in your family health history. And that's the combination of things, I think, that where when you go to talk to your doctor, it's the combination of your family health history plus now your genetic information, and that combination is what the doctor needs, of course, along with all the other health information, to have the right informed conversation with any given patient to give you the best information to keep yourself healthy. So we really try to do this in a way that lets the consumer have the right to dialogue with the person they trust the most with their health, which is their physician.
Exactly. And that's what we always recommend. Even if there is something you could do without a prescription, still make sure you have the guidance out of a professional. And then for those of us that have already done ancestry testing with our saliva, are you able to use those results, or do you need a new sample?
Yeah, so if you've already participated with Ancestry and you've submitted a sample, then you can just simply go to ancestry.com/health and let us know that you're interested in this. Just as with the other one, actually, I should be clearer. The consumer will say that they want to have access to Ancestry Health powered by NGS. Mm-hmm. We do work with our partner, though, to be quite specific on this, which is PWN. So a physician actually does review the order, and then technically it's a physician order test through PWN. We want to make sure that the physician community is involved at every step of this
exactly.
process.
Exactly.
That's the way to get the consumer the best results.
Exactly. And I bring that up because, you guys have been trying to help consumers through this COVID era. And, you've been offering a means where people could do this if they can't go to get in with their provider. So it's awesome that there are providers available to at least allow the logistics of this going through as people during COVID can't go to their doctor or clinic.
Yeah, this is a chance really for consumers who are interested in getting their information to basically come to Ancestry to order that, and they can get the genetic health information. Again, a physician does screen those orders to make sure that we're doing this on the appropriate people. One thing I might just want to be a bit clearer on, because you do bring up COVID. For us, the COVID era is one where people are concerned about their health and their genetic health risks. So to that extent, I think this is very helpful in helping people understand the genetic health risks. I do want to make it clear, we are not a COVID test provider. Right.
Nope.
So we do not test for COVID in this. We are testing for genetic health risks. Yes.
Exactly. Yep. Then my listeners understand. So where can people go for more information?
Yeah. So ancestry.com/health will provide you with information on what next generation sequencing involves. We provide them with understanding of genetic health risks and give them an opportunity to order it. And we're hoping that people will go there, learn a bit more, and get just as excited about this as we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you guys have a sample of mine, I'll probably reach out so I could get mine done, and then I could show listeners and try to, challenge them to do the same. So you'll definitely hear from me, Dr. Park, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been great.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats have given a little, but very little, in ongoing talks for a new stimulus package.
Because while Americans are struggling, the Democratic leaders have moved about one inch in 8 days.
Senate Republicans are introducing a bill that would temporarily extend enhanced unemployment while negotiations continue. President Trump clarifying again the difference between mail-in voting and absentee voting.
No, absentee is okay because you have to go through a process, Brian, and you go through a process and you make a request and they send it to you and you get it and you fill it out and it's a process and it's a smaller number. What they're going to do is blanket the state. Anybody that ever walked, frankly, will get one.
The they, President Trump, referring to Nevada. You're listening to USA Radio News. Sally Yates, a former acting attorney general at the start of the Trump administration, is testifying on the Russia investigation before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chair of that committee, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, questioning Yates on the unmasking of President Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
Here's what I want to understand. It's a counterintelligence investigation that led to the interview. You didn't authorize the interview. As a matter of fact, you wanted to go to the White House and tell them about the problem, didn't you?
That's right. I thought that was the more immediate issue.
And when you heard about the interview, you got upset, didn't you?
I was upset that Director Comey didn't coordinate that with us and acted unilaterally. Yes, I was.
Did Comey go rogue?
Then you could use that term, yes.
The University of Connecticut becomes the first Division I major program to announce they won't play football in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, people are asking, how much is the coronavirus vaccine going to cost? Now, you would think we wouldn't even have that answer by now because we don't know who's going to be first. We have over 150 companies now vying for trying to be the first one done. We have apparently six companies that are in final stages of researching and developing this vaccine. So my initial prediction that we're going to have some sort of a vaccine by early fall, still on, doesn't mean it's available to everybody, but I knew it was going to take at least 6 months for a company to come up with something, and we have right now six companies that are in the final stretch. here's the thing. Three of those companies are Chinese. So if they're from China, we don't know how much enthusiasm there's going to be from American consumers to purchase the vaccine, which means we might only have one of three to choose from. Now, Moderna is one of the companies that I think is in this final six. And they have released their price of probably being about $55, $60 per vaccination. Now, the vaccination is supposed to include two doses. Now, remember we talked about how vaccines might not be just a one shot. It might have to be a 1-2 punch. And with some of our vaccines, we need to do that, like with the hepatitis A or even with some of the flu shots. So it would be two shots for about $60. Pfizer, some of the other companies, have said, no, we don't really see us charging more than $21. So now everybody's panties are all up in a bunch going, wait a second, how come Moderna is charging that much more? Then when you look a little deeper into things, Moderna got a lot of government funding. There's been grants and funding going to a lot of these companies. And so why would they have to charge 50% more, so much more than another company, that might not have received as much government funds? So if you thought there was a lot of drama with how to develop one of these and research it and how to wait till they get to trying to figure out the price point and supply and demand, there is going to be a call from the American side of things for this shot to be free. If the government has the money, and it looks like they're coming up $1 trillion, right? They're debating over it, but if every few months they're coming up with trillions of dollars, who knows? Maybe they will be able to get free vaccines, but don't count on it. Don't count on this vaccine being free to the public. The government is going to have vaccines for free for those, on Social Security Disability, Medicare, on Medicaid. There will be free vaccines in certain clinics, but in terms of people that could financially pay the $20 or the $50 or the $60, they're going to have to pay. I'm very skeptical about having a two-shot course. Dragging somebody in to get one shot is like pulling teeth a lot of times. And so to get them to come in for two, I worry about a lot of under-vaccination. I mean, we have measles and polio and tetanus and, rabies, and we have all sorts of things out there. And, when I bring up, well, you might want to get vaccinated, people look shocked that I would even bring up that they have their kids vaccinated, or they get their tetanus shot because they have a nice dirty wound and they might need immunoglobulin, or if they're in an area with rabid animals, they might want to consider vaccine. People look at me like I'm speaking in a completely foreign language when I bring up vaccination. And their response is, oh, but it's COVID. So then I'm kind of curious, are people going to leave the house who aren't leaving the house to get food, who aren't leaving the house, to get their kids vaccinated? I don't see them leaving the house to go and get a vaccine. So the other thing I anticipate is we're going to have mobile units going to people to vaccinate. We're going to probably be having outdoor centers, and the fall should be really nice weather for most of the country, where as long as it's not another hurricane, because boy, are we in a heavy hurricane season. But I foresee many cities that are going to be offering the shot are going to probably be doing neighborhood or community areas where people can go and be in an outdoor setting and, publicly distance 14, 15 feet apart. It's interesting. When we talk about this and when we report on it and we're like, yay, we're going to have a vaccine and it's going to be this, and everyone's like, yeah, I'm going to get the vaccine. All right. I see what you guys do every flu season. Did you get your flu shot yet? No. I'm working on it. I got to take off work. Well, you can go on the weekend. No, because I need somebody to watch the kids. Meanwhile, we're already December 31st and you still haven't gotten your flu shot. And, if we do really want to move towards this herd immunity with COVID, we need a lot more people on board. I mean, we need a hell of a lot of you on board, and I just don't see it. And when it comes to flu, that half of you guys get the flu shot, half of you maybe get it halfway. Some of you say you're allergic to it, and I get that. Some of you say you're afraid of needles, and you're just outright saying, I don't like needles. And some of you say, just give me the flu, let me take off work, get some immunity, even though the flu just keeps coming back year after year. You can get the flu multiple times in a year now. So same thing with COVID. We need at least 50 to 75% of the population having antibodies or being on board to hopefully try to achieve, ideally 100%, but that never happens. Because, again, we have individuals who might not be able to get the vaccine. Don't ask me if it's going to be made with eggs or if there's going to be thimerosal. My guess is these companies already know that there's going to be critiques of the preservatives and things within the shot, and so my guess is there's going to be they're going to try to have it as preservative free, as hypoallergenic as it could be. But having three of the six final leg companies being China, I think we need to have a discussion on if China does beat everybody to the punch, you know, would you take the shot? Would you use the medication? Now, there's a lot of people out there saying, I'm not going to trust anything from China. I'm not going to touch any medicine. I'm not going to take... Most of you guys, just take a look at your generic prescriptions that you're on. They're all from China. Okay, the majority of the medicine you're taking is from China. Right? Why? Because if it's generic, we've been using generic companies there. That's why we had this big, huge recall with a lot of the ARBs, because there were certain facilities in China where we got that NDMA contaminant in, and possibly even in other facilities outside of China, too. So, you know, most likely you guys are already taking something from China. But now if you have this distrust, that means the firms like Sanofi in France or Pfizer or Moderna, they're going to have to really double time it to beat China, because it's also a global market they're looking for. So these companies, knowing America is going to buy, that's important, but they also want to know that they're going to have a global market, because they're going to want to make money and get their time and money back. Even if they got a grant, and they got a lot of grant money, and they've got millions in grant money, it's still not enough for them to commit to years of producing and manufacturing something and distributing it and marketing it, etc. So if China beats them to the punch, you know, they might not have as robust a passion for continuing to manufacture, especially if China starts undercutting them and a bunch of other countries go, you know what, fine, I'll buy from you. I think Johnson & Johnson is now in the mix. I saw something that I think Johnson & Johnson, I'll have to look that up. Johnson & Johnson took a real big hit with everything going on with their baby powder and their talcum powder and ovarian issues. And I love Johnson & Johnson baby powder. I don't want to breathe it in, but it's just like the softest thing you could touch. But and you know, when your kids, they had, you know, red tushies, you could like put the powder on their tushy. I would cover so their mouths so they wouldn't breathe it in, but still. But Johnson & Johnson has reached a deal with the U.S. for 100 million doses. And I think they got $1 billion for that. So Johnson & Johnson, if you don't have that stock, that might now be going up, especially with all the hits that they took. But again, 100 million, not enough. And 100 million doses. If the vaccine that they are creating is a two-dose one, now that only covers 50 million people. So it is going to be a little bit more complex, but to answer your original question, we're looking at a price point anywhere between $20 to $60 for your vaccine regimen for the 2021 season. 1-877-DOLLAR.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, when people say, oh, New York is a mess, I hate when people say that because it's just, I mean, I love New York. I love going to New York City. I love going upstate. It's beautiful up there, and I really like the people, and I have family over there. But it is kind of a mess right now, and you can't really sugarcoat it. Apparently, the crime spree has really jumped. I think their crime is now up 268%. All right, since the pandemic began. You have a lot of debate on how involved the police should be, as calls to defund the police, as actually they have been defunded by about $1 billion, has now seen a big uptick in robberies, about 286%, especially on the Upper East Side. And apparently there have been gunpoint robberies. The New York Police Department's 19th Precinct oversees the Upper East Side between East 59th and East 96th. It is one of the most densely populated residential areas in Manhattan. And over the past month, just the past month, the precinct has seen robberies skyrocket 286% compared with the same period last year. 27 reported incidents, 5 of them at gunpoint. Entire year in that area, last year they had 4 gunpoint. Now to date, 14. So, these 3 gunpoint robberies were reported over an hour period just last weekend. A group of 4 people struck on East 73rd Street, then downtown on East 65th, and then went uptown to East 86th. And so I'm not sure if, you know, somebody was mugged at gunpoint or if it was a store owner. 9:30 p.m. Saturday, a 45-year-old man was approached by 4 people in the area. Oh, here we go. 4 people flashed a gun, robbed him of his cell phone before running off. Then 40 minutes later, luckily they didn't shoot, group hit an 18-year-old. They took his wallet. And then a man and a woman at 10:20 p.m. were robbed at gunpoint near Central Park, and they took her cell phone. Luckily, nobody injured. Police say they ultimately arrested 3 teenagers, 2 16-year-olds, 1 17-year-old in connection with the spree. But people have been talking about, well, gosh, you know, this is near, you know, the, you know, wealthy people, and a lot of wealthy live nearby. And, you know, some people are like, well, you know, who cares? Don't we care about anybody living nearby? Well, apparently, John Paulson is estimated $4.2 billion, according to Forbes. He found the hedge fund company Paulson & Company. He is Dubin, also lives nearby, co-founded Highbridge Capital Management in 1992. And according to The Real Deal, these guys buy a lot of property and, I guess, own a lot of, shall we say, real estate in the area, and they invest a lot. And Governor Cuomo has recently, at a press conference, discussed the plight that New York is having, because the rich may not want to come back. In fact, he is pleading with many of the wealthy to, if they do come back, he'll cook them dinner. He'll buy you a drink. So apparently what's been happening is a lot of the wealthy people, when the outbreak happened in March and New York was one of the most, you know, aggressively hit, many left. They either fled to the Hamptons, they went to upstate New York, they went to Connecticut, and then some, when they realized that they might not even be able to leave New York, that other states may not want them, they left before they would think that they would be stuck. I mean, almost like, you know, Nazi style, where, you know, we don't want you, we're turning back the boats. And so you had a lot of people that left. They said 420,000 people have left. Now, you would think, well, you know what, summertime, many of them do. They might go to cooler places, or they might head to the beach. It gets kind of hot and muggy in New York, so maybe it's that. But the problem that New York is having is now you have a lot more liberal politicians demanding that they pay more taxes, that there are higher taxes on the super wealthy. Now, Andrew Cuomo has had a lot of political enemies, and, you know, many people are very, very frustrated with the way he manages New York, but he basically discussed how 50%, oh, actually, he said 1% of New York's population pays half of the state's taxes, and they're the most mobile people on the globe. So here you have Governor Cuomo, who, again, has a lot of, you know, conservative critics, basically kind of saying something that a lot of people have been saying this whole time, that the majority of the taxes are already burdened on a very small percentage of the people. I didn't realize it was just a single percent, but for the governor to admit that 1% of the whole entire New York population is covering half of the state's taxes. It starts to make you wonder if these cries to, well, let's just tax the rich more, if that's the most strategic thing to do. He also says, quote, they're the most mobile people on the globe. So he's thinking that these people, why would they come back? You know, especially since wealthy people don't like to lose money. And wealthy people have businesses and have chains and have a lot of these retail stores. And when a wealthy person loses money, all right, a person is wealthy, and I'm not defending them for many of their business choices, but when a wealthy person starts to lose money, we kind of have this image of the rich where they're like, all right, well, I lost $1 million today. Oh, well, I don't think that's what they do while drinking Dom Perignon. I believe that the wealthiest, most successful people are really on it. And I mean, they are watching every single one of their properties and of their businesses. And so I wouldn't be surprised that if any of them do own a Macy's or a JCPenney or have stock in the airlines, like Virgin Atlantic is now going to file for bankruptcy. My guess is then they need to do some shuffling around. And so, you know, whether, you know, what, you know, somebody who's, you know, their only business is being destroyed, you know, they have no move but to go all into something else. You know, those who are wealthy, you know, can very easily, I mean, you know, shuffle the cards or, you know, move the chess pieces. And so, if somebody wealthy thinks that they're going to be in a position where things are going to be, you know, hurting them, or if they'll say they think Biden's going to win, and then they're going to be mandated to pay for people's colleges or pay for a whole slew of social, you know, social programs, they might be like, you want to know what? We're going to get hit and we're going to get hard. If Ocasio-Cortez moves up in government and demands certain things, maybe we better start saving money on some of our property taxes. Maybe we need to kind of move to a place where we aren't, you know, we aren't ridiculed and we aren't attacked as often. Because they can. They can, I mean, if they want a vacation in New York, they can vacation in New York. They don't necessarily have to live in New York. If everything's going remote, you don't really have to have the wealthy of the wealthy sit there on, you know, in Manhattan. So, you know, wealthy people are smart with money. And if it doesn't make a lot of sense paying high real estate while you're being threatened to be taxed more, they're going to be out. So Cuomo's trying to push more pressure on the federal government to help with the final stimulus bill. They say if they don't make this right, they shouldn't pass it because it will be the last bill. He says if the bill doesn't have funding for state and local government, you'll see a real recession, not just in New York, but across the country, forcing state and local governments to lay off people. Well, we already have layoffs. We're already in a recession. I mean, it's a mess. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.